All right. Let's get comfortable. And you can become familiar with this feeling of beginning to relax. Take a deep, deep breath in. Hold it to a mental count of two. And then let go. Now take an even deeper breath. Hold it to a mental count of three. And then let it go. You can let go of all of the things that are stressing you in your life. Just let them go. Let them drip off you like water drips off your fingers. It's not even something you need to think about. That's what letting go means. Now, when you were younger, you learned so many things. The mind absorbs and takes it in. And the lessons that were passed on to you then may contain patterns that you see today. And you can let them go too. And recognize that you outgrew those patterns. And today, we are talking about comfort without comfort foods. Now, when you were much younger, a long time ago, and your mind can journey way back into the past. Sometimes a parent, a grandparent, a family member, a caretaker would reward you, would try to make you feel better by giving you a treat. As a matter of fact, I know a young girl who's a very close friend of my daughter. And when she was an infant, her mother hired someone during the day to take care of her so she could help manage her husband's business. Now that woman was dealing with an infant from day to day, and the way the caretaker handled it was that every time she cried, she would give her a cookie to stop crying as a reward. And pretty soon the girl learned that the more she cried, the more cookies she would get. And in the end, it wasn't just cookies. It was other treats as well, other comfort foods. And as she grew up, she was much heavier than the other girls in her class. And you know, children can be so cruel. And they called her Miss Piggy. And over time, the young girl learned to go back in time and find those incidents where she had been rewarded with food. And she understood that that was the origin of her weight problem. That she had learned to soothe herself with comfort foods. And that whenever there was a problem, there was a solution. As soon as the awareness came into her mind, she immediately knew that she could change this behavior. And she learned to let it go. And she learned to find a different behavior whenever she felt stressed, whenever she felt anxious, whenever she was angry, and that she could make better choices other than turning to food. Now her favorite activity was reading. And so she discovered that instead of turning to food, she could turn to reading. And it worked for quite a while. But she soon realized when she was going to be on the job, when she was going to become a wife and a mother, she couldn't hide behind a book any longer. So she learned to go inside for a moment or two and pinpoint the real source of the stress and deal with it immediately. It took a lot of courage for her to do so. But when she mastered that, she had an incredible ability that if someone were to get her upset, she would close her eyes for a moment, take a deep breath or two, let it go, and go on with her day. And after a short while of repeating this behavior, not only had she found that she never turned to food as comfort, and she didn't need to even turn to books for comfort, as quickly as the stress came, she let it go completely. Now, there comes a time in everyone's life where they learn exactly what it takes to let things go. It's kind of like standing on the shore of a gigantic lake or a beach near an ocean or next to a river. And you take a leaf and toss it in the water. Sure, for a moment or two, it will be close by and you can see your leaf in the water. But eventually, the wind or the current takes it. And it gets further and further from sight. Until it's gone. And you can learn to let things go entirely. Have them just drift away. Did you ever watch a plane take off and you watch it speeding down the runway and then it lifts off and you see it powering its way through the sky? But eventually it goes so high, so far, so quickly, that you can no longer see it. It's vanished from your eyes. Oh, sure, there's the memory of it. But you can learn to let that go too. That's right. And so, if you think of the things that used to stress you in the past, as they come to mind, you can look them over, learn the lesson that you needed to learn from your past, and then just let it go. It's so easy to forget things. I don't know how old you are, or how young you are. And it doesn't matter. But everybody knows that when you get to be a certain age, you start finding it more difficult to remember things. My wife laughs when it happens to me, and I called my dog my daughter's name. Well, she was laughing hysterically. And you can remember moments that should be remembered and saved and stored. And you can remember to forget those times which have no further learning, no further messages for you. Now I'd like you to remember a time in your past. Could have been yesterday, could have been years ago, that you felt really good about yourself, that you felt confident. Could be about anything at all. Something you did, something you learned, something you created. An accomplishment that was important to you, and especially you. Something good or kind that you did to another. Something that you are especially proud of. Now, it can be something that you haven't thought about in a long, long time. But you know it's there. And I'd like you to take that feeling that you had and magnify it. Again and again and again. And pretty soon, those positive feelings will grow and multiply. And you know, there's a funny thing about your brain, about your mind. It has the ability to project and imagine and be creative. And now my voice is going to go quiet for a moment or two. All of the time in the world for you to start building a comfortable future. With an ability to handle anything and everything that comes your way. And the ability to take that positive, wonderful feeling from your past and bring it into your future. And imagine going through a day, an entire day, feeling good and proud about yourself and having new abilities that you didn't even realize you had inside of you. And when my voice returns, you will be able to go to even deeper levels of comfort, beginning now. and the return of my voice relaxes you so that you can get even more comfortable as you enjoy those positive feelings. And simply, by closing your eyes for a moment, taking a deep breath and letting it go, you can immediately and automatically bring these feelings of comfort and warmth and pride back in an instant. And realizing that you've already let things go. As you continually can pick things up and let them go. Kind of like shopping for strawberries in a supermarket. You have to learn over time to look at all the berries, not just the ones on the top. Because if they're starting to go on the bottom, by the time you get them home, they'll be gone on the top too. And so you take those berries and you just put them down, maybe off to the side so someone knows there's something wrong. And you go through the berries until you find the ones that are worth keeping. And all of this happens in an instant. And you can learn to pick up events in your life and let them go. By now, having mastered this skill, you can automatically apply it in those situations where in the past you would have turned to foods to comfort you. Now you've learned that your unconscious mind can do it automatically for you. And when you listen to this and all your super sessions again and again, you'll find these behaviors becoming part of your life automatically. We have so many automatic behaviors. Many of them have become international. If you are in front of someone, maybe meeting them for the first time, one of you will extend your right hand to the other. And having your hand come up and shake hands with someone is an automatic behavior. You don't need to say, okay, hand, lift, stop at this point, extend fingers outward, bend around other person's hand, close gently on their hand, lift fist up and down, and then let go. No, it doesn't happen like that at all. It happens on automatic pilot. And the same way, when the urge to turn to food for an answer is long gone, because your automatic behavior will be to close your eyes for a moment, take a deep breath, and let it go. And those feelings of warmth and pride and satisfaction and accomplishment will come flooding back in. And pretty soon, if you keep doing this, a smile is going to come across your face. And when that smile comes across your face, you'll start smiling more. And you know what happens when you start smiling more? That's right. People start smiling back at you. And I hope you'll be smiling at yourself for your accomplishments and all that you can achieve. Now, you can start to feel your extremities, your hands and your feet. You can feel your breath getting a little faster. You can feel the weight of your eyes close and how effortlessly you can open them now. And feel really good about yourself as you return to becoming wide awake.